Bună. I'm Matriar Hezada Sin. And today, I will guide you to find reasons, if you need, for you to be submissive. I want you to be comfortable on your bed or on the sofa and wear headphones. You can close your eyes or you can just look at my images. It is very important to let yourself dream and fantasize, to bring yourself closer to your core motivations. I consider power exchange relationships natural. And I believe it is not important to find reasons why a male would choose to submit to a dominant woman. No reason other than the desire to please out of adoration and love. However, some of my boys needed to explain their desire to be submissive. These words were inspired by my chattel Medor, who thought about his reasons to submit to me. And he was very willing to have them shared with you. I want you to focus on what you feel rather than what you think. And while you are listening to my voice, I want you to imagine yourself in that position. And imagine how that might feel for you. Are you ready? Reason number one. Humiliation. You like to be embarrassed or even degraded. Treated as an object, as less than what you are, by a more powerful partner. Me. Think about me pulling you on a leash, giving you a slap over your face, or a spanking in public. Feelings of admiration, adoration, reverence, devotion, idolatry for the beloved woman, for me, that you compare easily to a goddess as you love me. It should feel so natural to put me on a pedestal. If you feel yourself in that, I want you to count one. Reason number two. Service. You love to meet the needs of others as a good servant should do. For example, you like to light my cigarette, to bring me a drink, wash the dishes, do the housework, or offer gifts. Reason number 3, masochism. You like feeling pain in an erotic and sexual context. Could be because some pain, mild or strong, excites you sexually because of the endorphin, or because you enjoy the psychological turmoil that you have to suffer for the other. For me. For example, being whipped or having your nipples tortured. If you find that arousing, count one again. Reason number 4 is the loss of control. You like to be out of your own control. Like you have to obey. You have no choice. Perhaps bondage or pet play. It's something that really excites you. Reason number 5. It's emotional security. You feel confident. And you like to feel the intimacy. You like when you don't have to make decisions because you trust. You like to be appreciated and cherished. And the fact that your partner, not you, is the one responsible. You have the impression that you arrived to the destination. Examples are when you feel yourself protected, you don't have to worry about spending or about payments. You like that your partner will take care of you, just like a mother. You like that she knows everything and she knows better what is good for you, even when you do not immediately see it this way. Reason number 6. You like to feel defeated. You like fighting. An attractive person who is stronger than you, physically, emotionally, or mentally, and then having lost that fight, having to pay the price or suffer the consequences. For example, when you are hunted, chased for a long time and forced, or a firm discussion with your partner until she forces you to shut up in one way or another. Reason number 7. You like being sexually taken. You like to be surprised. You like the pain, the fear, the inability to flee. You like the kidnapping scenarios. Perhaps you like the sodomy. Reason number 8, self-destruction. It is mostly unconscious motivation, but it should be included here because a small but significant number of subjects are submissive for that reason. They feel despicable, abominable, and it would be justice if someone rejected them, hurt them, or even kill them. Perhaps a permanent imprisonment fantasy. It's your king. Reason number 9. its sexual intensity. You like to flirt with danger, experience very intense emotions, feel so incredibly alive, be pushed to extreme limits of your ability to endure pain in all lucidity. You like it because it is taboo, vicious and perverse. For example, a simple curiosity. What can I tolerate or endure? Extreme sadomasochistic scenes like scat play, electric torture, branding or knife, or maybe the hot iron. Reason number 10. It's fetish. You are attracted by certain objects, up to adoration of these objects, like latex or leather or women's underwear, or maybe feet, the smell, the touch. Reason number 11 is narcissism. You want to be the center of attention. Each of your fears and wishes are listed to carefully by your partner, if not met. During sexual activity, you are often shown to other slaves and mistresses by a prestigious dominatrix. She publishes your clips, your writing. In reality, you are treated with care like a precious treasure. She notices you. She appreciates you. Reason number 12, spirituality. Some people consider pain and SM as a spiritual exercise, a way to grow spiritually. For example, stoicism or flagellants in the Middle Ages. Reason number 13, intimacy and love. This goes much further than the emotional security mentioned above. Many people yearn intimacy, but not particularly security. Intimacy is shaking ideas and experiences, giving to a woman a substantial place in his head, in your head. To know someone else, thoughts, no matter good or bad, and to be accepted like that. For example, in the course of permanent sadomasochistic relationships or power exchange relationships, special but very deep intimacy develops gradually. You love your partner and you love the love your partner might feel gradually for you. Now, at the end, please give your personal feeling about each possible motivation. Think about what is important to you and then write me a message that will help me understand you better.